In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Patricia Trish Ann Cook, age 46, of Pleasant Hill Church Road, Campbellsville, died Friday. She is survived by two sons and a daughter-in-law, Randall and Caitlin Patton, Brandon Patton of Campbellsville, her daughter Desiree White of Campbellsville, her mother Imogene White of Campbellsville, two brothers and three sisters, Donnie White, Alan White, Connie Tucker, and Teresa White, all of Campbellsville, Loretta Arnett of Greensburg. Funeral services for Trish Ann Cook will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Lyondwood Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the funeral fund. Mrs. Wanda Newton, age 71, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. Survivors include two sons and one daughter and their spouses, Bo Grant of Campbellsville, Billy Newton and wife Jenny of North Carolina, Patricia Fretty and husband Chuck of Nevada, her mother and stepfather, Lily and Vernon Anderson of Oklahoma, six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two brothers, Junior Brandon of Oklahoma, Simpson Brandon of Arkansas. Funeral services for Wanda Newton will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. William Harry Weiser, age 60, of Lebanon, died Friday at his residence. He is survived by one daughter, Tracy Weiser Franklin of Somerset, one son, Billy David Weiser of Kansas, his companion of 24 years, Rose Clark of Lebanon, three grandchildren, three brothers, Junior, Arnold, and Carl Ray Weiser, all of Lebanon, two sisters, Belle Clark of Campbellsville, Loretta Wright of Lebanon. Funeral services for William Harry Weiser will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Bradfordsville. Mr. George H. Wilson, age 89, of Greensburg, died Thursday at his residence. He is survived by three daughters and one son, Dixie Grenier of Washington, Paige Wilson of Arkansas, Greg Wilson and his wife Mary of Shepherdsville, Ellen Wilson of Campbellsville, three stepsons, Jimmy, Terry, and Danny Sylvester, two sisters of Indiana, eight grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, special friend Shirley Easley of Campbellsville. Funeral services for George H. Wilson will be this morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Hogard's Chapel Cemetery with full military honors. Mrs. Emma Elizabeth Stearman Milby, age 93, of Greensburg, died Thursday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. She is survived by two sons and daughters-in-law, Dennis and Connie Stearman of Greensburg and Everett Donald and Linda Stearman of Iowa, one daughter and son-in-law, Janice and William Vaughn of Greensburg, daughter-in-law, May Stearman of Greensburg, nine grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Emma Elizabeth Stearman Milby will be this morning at 10:30 Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Joshua Ryan Barnett, age 32, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Taylor County, died October 19th in Arizona. He is survived by his father and stepmother, Cecil and Donna Barnett of Arizona, two brothers, Matthew Blake Barnett and Travis Barnett, both of Campbellsville, his grandfather, Russell Milby of Greensburg. Funeral services for Joshua Ryan Barnett will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Lyondwood Funeral Home. Mr. Ben Lee Franklin, age 88, of Greensburg, died Friday at Greenhill Manor Nursing Facility. Survivors include one brother, Junius Franklin of Adair County. Funeral services for Ben Lee Franklin will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Greasy Creek Cemetery. The family asked that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Family Fund or the New Hope Baptist Church. Mrs. Janice Lemon Shelton, age 62, of Campbellsville, died Thursday. She is survived by one son and daughter-in-law, Troy and Misty Lemon of Campbellsville, one granddaughter, two brothers and four sisters and their spouses, Marlene Haney and husband Mark of Nancy, Charlene Childers and husband Cliff, and Teresa Montgomery and husband Bruce of Somerset, Rita Milby, Edward Sharp and wife Linda, and James Sharp and wife Peggy of Greensburg. Funeral services for Janice Lemon Shelton will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. Mrs. Goldie Mae Murphy, age 91, of Louisville, a native of Taylor County, died Saturday in Louisville. She is survived by two daughters and four sons, Pauline Fields, Louise McGowan, Carl Murphy and wife Barbara, Billy Murphy and wife Peggy of Louisville, John Murphy of Greensburg, William Underwood of Hodgenville, one sister Annie Allen of Hodgenville. Funeral services for Goldie Mae Murphy will be Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at the J.E. Ratterman & Son Funeral Home in Louisville, with burial at 12:30 on Tuesday at the Zion Separate Baptist Church Cemetery in Taylor County. The Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home is in charge of the local arrangements. Mr. Leroy Nelson, age 52, of Campbellsville, died Friday. He is survived by his wife, Cindy Wayman Nelson, one daughter and one son, Jessica Hedgespeth and husband Bobby of Campbellsville, Kevin Nelson of Lebanon, two grandchildren, his mother, Edith Kirtley of Campbellsville, two brothers, Hank Nelson of Campbellsville, Jimmy Lee Nelson, Sr. of South Carolina, his father and mother-in-law, Harold and Francis Wayman of Elkhorn. Funeral services for Leroy Nelson will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at the prepared in Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Gideon Bibles or to Hospice of Central Kentucky. Mr. Russell K. R.K. Smith, age 87, of Greene County, died Friday at his residence. He is survived by two sons, Bruce Smith of Greene County, Mark Smith of Florida, three grandchildren. Funeral services for R.K. Smith will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial on the Kimballsville Memorial Gardens with military honors. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Tuesday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.